Hi, welcome back to Voice Notes from Bhav. It feels really good to be recording again. It's been a little over a week since my last episode, and I'll be honest, I missed you guys. I usually drop one episode a week, but this time I just couldn't. Life got busy, like capital B busy. Between work, running errands, trying to move my body, and I got sick in between, I'm still recovering. And just keeping up with life. I felt like I was constantly running from one thing to another. And even though I didn't hit all my gym days, which is so unlike me, I was exhausted by the end of each day. Not the good kind of tired, more like emotionally drained but still proud tired. I was hustling because I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to see how much I could handle, how far I could stretch, and honestly, it was exhausting. But at least I experienced it. And that's where today's topic came from: balancing hustle and heart. You know, working abroad while living by yourself most of the time sounds glamorous, but in reality, it's a lot. You're working, trying to stay consistent at the gym, creating content part-time, taking care of your home, you fall sick in between, and in my case, I have two very dramatic cats. So yeah, it's a life I am really, really grateful, like I'm very grateful for, but sometimes it's just hectic. You wake up, start running, and suddenly it's midnight and you're still catching up on laundry or replying to one more email. Balance feels like this thing you're always chasing but never quite catching. And the truth is that constant run around to find balance, it gets heavy. Really heavy. There are moments where I sit there and think, why am I so tired? Even though I'm doing all the right things. Why? And I think it's because we confuse being busy with being productive. We equate movement with progress. But just because you're moving doesn't mean you're moving forward. You know what I mean? So in moments like that, when I feel like I'm drowning in the to-do lists and expectations, I try to slow down. And I always think back to something my dad used to tell me when I was a kid. Every time I had a math exam, which by the way, I hated, I would completely panic the night before. I'd cry, stress out, and convince myself I was going to fail the exam because I just don't understand math and I hated it. And that thought itself didn't make me feel, So it didn't let me focus much. The panic itself used to kill me. So I used to go to my dad, say this is what I feel, because I was very comfortable with him to discuss anything. What he would say, go take a shower, breathe, and stop thinking about the test. Focus on what you have prepared or you're preparing. Do your best on that. Pass or fail, doesn't matter. You learn something out of it. Doesn't matter if you passed or failed. No one's going to judge you. That's it. Those words stuck with me. I replay them a lots of times in so many different situations in my life and it calms me down. And even now as an adult, whenever I start panicking because I have too much on my plate, I remember those words. I literally go take a warm shower, spend a little time with my cats and just breathe. And somehow it resets me. I come back calmer, lighter, focused again. It's like hitting a mini refresh button for my brain. And later, when things calm down, I'd like to reflect a little, like usually by journaling. Because journaling, when you are in a situation, you don't really understand what's going on. You just want to get over it. But after that, sitting down and reflecting, if you journal it, you're putting it on the paper and you know what exactly and why did it start, you'll actually understand why did it happen, you know? So I ask myself, why did I take on so much? Where did I start to lose the balance? What can I do better next time? And that reflection helps me understand that being busy isn't the same as being productive. So I've realized productivity isn't about doing everything. It's about doing what actually matters. The things that move you closer to your goals and keep your peace intact. I'm learning to be more realistic, to say no to what I need to, and to stop panicking when life piles up. Because sometimes the most productive thing you can do is pause. Just stop for a moment, breathe, and realign. So, if you're listening to this while you're rushing somewhere or juggling 10 things at once, take this as your reminder to slow down. Take a deep breath. You're doing enough. You are enough. Hustle is what builds you, but heart is what sustains you, and you need both. Don't be afraid to pause. Your worth isn't measured by how much you get done. Sometimes balance isn't about doing less. It's about doing what matters with love and with presence. Thanks for tuning in and for being here even when I take a week off to catch my breath. I hope this episode reminds you to give yourself the same grace too. I'll see you next week. Until then, take care of your hustle and don't forget your heart.